WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. On Tuesdays, we catch up with WNYC planning editor Kate Hines to hear about what the newsroom is working on. And for a little analysis, we call it Kate Has a Plan. And this is a very special Tuesday, so we also invited WNYC City Hall and politics reporter Bridget Bergen to join us. So it's Kate Has a Plan. I'm going to say that Bridget is on it. That's the way I'm framing this one. Hi, Kate. Hi, Bridget.
Hello, Allison. Hey, Allison.
So let's start with early voting. Bridget, this was the first year early voting was allowed in New York, and apparently it was a record-breaking turnout. What does this mean for in-person numbers today?
Well, it's tough to say, Allison. I mean, this is the first presidential election with early voting here in New York. But what we're seeing here and across the country is people are still showing up at poll sites today. When polls were opening this morning at 6 a.m., I was already getting tweets from voters telling me about lines outside their poll sites. Still a lot of energy and enthusiasm. It will be very interesting to see what the turnout is altogether, given that voters also had the option to apply for an absentee ballot because of the risk of COVID-19. And so at this point, it does seem like we are on pace to have record-breaking turnout here in New York and potentially in other parts of the country.
Hey, listeners, we want to get you in on this conversation. Have you voted? If so, we want to hear your story. Did you get up early? Did you wait in line? Did you do mail-in or absentee? What was the experience like if you voted in person today? Let us know. 646-435-7280. 646-435-7280. Now, Kate, I follow you on Twitter, so you've been out there documenting. What have you seen so far today?
In terms of voting out and
yes.
about?
Yes.
I went by a polling place on the Upper West Side on 85th Street, which is actually one of the polling sites that has the highest number of voters attached to it. It's over 14,000. It's called the Frank McCourt School. If you go on Gothamist.com right now, you can take a look at your own polling site in the five boroughs and see how many people have been registered to vote in that or signed up to vote in that location. It's kind of interesting to see how it varies across the city. And it was a little different from early voting. There was a super long line, but for whatever reason, the line seemed to be moving pretty quickly. I spoke to someone there who got on the line and was done about 27 minutes later. So it was a pretty quick voting experience, and everybody seemed very chipper and happy, no doubt in part, because even though it was cold, it wasn't raining for what felt like the first time in a million years.
So as planning editor, can you fill in our listeners on what the plan is for the newsroom today?
The plan is to be out and about and listen to what voters are telling us and to talk to them about the voting, not just their voting experience. You know, I was interested in a lot of things, like what brought people to the polls today as opposed to early voting, voting by mail. We're interested in knowing how people are handling the anxiety of this moment, like what this election means in the here and now for them. We are interested in knowing what they plan to do tonight and what they plan to do tomorrow. You know, like, are they going to get together with their friends? Are they becoming more politically active? Like, what do they want to know and do in this moment? We're also following a bunch of close races, you know, most notably New York 11, which is the Max Rose Nicole Malliotakis contest happening right now in Staten Island. So we're basically in the ether asking voters and people of New York how they're feeling. And New Jersey, too. I should mention that we've got reporters in the field in New Jersey. Karen Yee is in Newark, checking in with voters there, and we'll hear more from her later today. And we have reporter Matt Katz in Philadelphia, who is following a group of New Yorkers who have traveled to that city to observe and keep an eye on the polls there, because it's such an important swing state.
Let's get some callers in on this. Barbara is on line one. Hi, Barbara. Thanks for calling in.
How are you?
How are you is the question. What was your voting experience like?
It was wonderful. There were the nicest people online. I live in a relatively small community. Everybody was just excited to be part of it. It was really, really awesome.
So you can't ask for more. Barbara, where do you live?
I live in Carmel, New York, Putney. So it was, I think a lot of people did. They voted early, but my husband went at 6 o'clock this morning, and he said the line was so long that he couldn't wait. He had to get to work. But when I went at 9 o'clock, the people were pleasant and chill and just chatty. It was fabulous.
Barbara, may I ask, why did you want to vote in person?
Because of the social aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I'm smart enough to wear my mask. I keep my distance. And I'm a social person. I don't want to do things through the mail. I pictures of my checks and make deposits that way. I'm still a person, you know? It's so cool. It's just so awesome to see people excited about our future.
I can tell you're a people person. Barbara, thank you so much for calling in. What a great spirit. Our number is 646-435-7280. 646-435. Have you voted? We'd love to hear your story. Did you go early and wait in line? Did you do a Barbara? Wait until the line went down, then went back. 646-435-7280. Riding along with me are WNYC planning editor Kate Hines and Bridget Bergen, who covers City Hall and politics for WNYC. So, Bridget, you know, during the primary elections, there were a few snafus. Have you heard of any poll site issues? Have you been any reports of equipment problems, ballot issues?
Yeah. You know, it is impossible to run an election on the scale that we see here in New York City with the number of poll sites. You know, just for comparison, during early voting, we had 88 early voting sites and some issues at some of those locations. On election day, we have 1,200 early voting sites and more than 40,000 poll workers. Those are individuals who get trained and really work for the Board of Elections maybe once or twice a year. And many of them are first-time poll workers this year. And so it is inevitable. This is not to excuse it by any means, but it does happen that we always, every election hear instances of poll sites opening late, issues with equipment. The things that we are very attuned to and, you know, will continue to report out throughout the day are things that sound like they are systemic issues, mm-hmm. And things that have prolonged impact that could potentially suppress votes. You know, the board is supposed to be sending people around monitoring these issues. When there are equipment breakdowns, they have techs that are supposed to go out to fix things. That happened during the primary in June, and there were poll sites that were closed so long they actually had to extend the hours. So, you know, we need to be paying attention to these things so that we can understand if their response is sufficient given the scale of the impact. But at the same time, as unfortunate as it is, in each election, there are always administrative problems because elections are administered by humans and humans make mistakes. But we want to hear what people's issues are so that we can report them out and try to help determine if what we're hearing is really, you know, an actual problem or if what we're hearing is an unfortunate, inconvenient glitch, but something that would be more considered part of, you know, a run-of-the-mill issue.
Our lines are full. Let's roll through some calls. Erica is calling in from Brooklyn on line 8, and Erica has been all in. You have been all in the voting personally, and you traveled. What's going on, Erica?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I just have to say my daughter's in the other room hoping that I'll get on, listening by the radio, so she's going to be super excited to hear my voice, I think. So, Yeah, so I live in Crown Heights. My early voting site is at the Brooklyn Museum, which was packed. I first went, we went after school one of the days she's home for remote learning. I figured, oh, the middle of the afternoon, no one will be there. The line was literally probably 1.5 times around the museum. So we couldn't stay. With pouring rain in the morning, got there about 45 minutes before the polls opened, and the line was already halfway around. Thankfully, I was kind of under an overhang, so got to mostly wait in the dry. But once the line started moving, it was pretty efficient. So got through there. Want to give a shout out to the poll workers for that. I have a friend, Mila, who's been working early voting this whole time. So special hi to her. And yeah, then we went down to Philly over the weekend and did some in-person canvassing, trying to get out the vote there in a state that actually matters, to your previous guest's point.
Erica, what's your daughter's name?
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Your mom was just on the radio.
And it's her birthday in 2 days, so happy
early happy birthday. Thanks so much for calling in, Erica.
Thanks.
Let's go to Jeffrey on line 9, who also voted early. Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks for calling. Oh, I think we have a confusion with the names. Let's go to Gene on line 7. Gene, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How was your experience voting?
Well, I was itching to go vote early, but, you know, there was a report of a long line, and then it was cold, and it was raining, and I decided, let me go the same day. And I went this morning, and I was in and out in 10 minutes. And I think my move was very good, because I was planning that a lot of people would vote early, and also on the voting day, you have more polling place. You know, there's two polling place in the same block. You know, one in LaGuardia and one in the Elderly Center. So, you know, there's you know, more option for voting. That was a great experience. The poll worker were incredible, super friendly, and it was fantastic. And my girlfriend voted for the first time. She became a citizen early last year, and she voted for the first time, and it was very, very exciting.
That is exciting. Thank you so much for calling in. I want to talk about people who did vote early, Kate. You know, there have been some reports about issues with the system that tracks and updates the status of absentee votes. What's the concern there?
I'm going to punt to Bridget on this
Bridget,
one.
Oh, Bridget, I'm sorry. Bridget, go.
So we've heard lots of reports about issues with the brand new absentee ballot tracker. It is a new technology the board rolled out just in time for this general election. So good that we have something, maybe not great that it hadn't been tested a little bit more before this very high stakes, high turnout election. And what we have heard from voters who have used it is that, you know, some voters had mailed their ballots, you know, what they felt like was a long time ago, and they just were not seeing the information update in the tracker to indicate that the board had actually received it. The tracker really, it almost gives you too much information. It tells you each step, you know, when the board mails it, when it's out for delivery from the post office, when you've returned it, and then once the board actually receives it, and once the board has then scanned it and considered it valid. So that is problematic, particularly for absentee voters who are actually absent from New York City right now, or who have reasons that they could not go and vote in person, health considerations. If right now at this point you voted by absentee ballot and you check that tracker, and these are people who put their ballots in the mail, and it doesn't indicate that the board has received it, you still have the option until 9 p.m. tonight to go and vote in person. It is completely legal in New York to change your mind. Your in-person vote will override any paper ballot. And so that is something that voters, if they are concerned, should consider. The other flip side of that is they had these new absentee ballot drop-off boxes available at early voting sites and at Election Day poll sites. If you put your ballot into one of those boxes, one of the other things we know is that the board is been essentially underwater in their preparations leading up to today. And so the updates may not have happened as quickly. And so if you actually put your ballot in that box, that is the equivalent of, you know, dropping your ballot off at a Board of Elections office, and it should be fine. But I want to stress again that in New York, you have the option to still vote in person, even if you cast an absentee ballot, if you are concerned it hasn't been received. That in-person vote always takes precedence over an absentee ballot.
Let's try James on line 9. Hi, James. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi. Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? And how was your voting experience?
Well, let me tell you something. I must say I've had a lot of criticisms of the state of New Jersey throughout the years on many different areas. But when it came to early voting, it worked perfectly. And then I was even shocked to see that the state sent both my wife and myself notices that our vote counted. And I was really shocked.
Sounds happily shocked, however. That's so interesting. James, thanks so much. Someone else is agreeing with you. Jay on Twitter wrote to us, voted in New Jersey on 10-4. Working in New Jersey as an election troubleshooter, so far so good. A few complaints. People do not trust mail or hand-delivered ballots, but do trust voting machines. And Jay also follows Kate's Find a Cat series on Twitter.
Oh, thank you very much.
I do want to get to something. I know we've been talking about voting, and it's very important and all, but, you know, we do a lot of counter-programming on All of It because people need to have other things in our lives. And Kate, you're here to help us out with some bird news.
You know I have you covered on this, Allison.
Please.
I wanted to say that when I was out and about, I noticed a type of bird I had never seen before. And I have some sound of it, and I want to boot it up just so you can hear it. And just to tell you the way it's been described popularly in birding books, it sounds like a hoarse goldfinch. This is the sound of a bird called a pine siskin. It's a type of finch, and normally it hangs out in Canada and in the Rockies. It likes cold, it likes higher elevations, but there's been an eruption, this is the word we used, I think I used it last week on the show, of pine siskins into our area because they don't have enough food in Canada. Aww. So they are here in huge numbers, and they're sort of like hyper and insane, and they're flocking to bird feeders and eating people out of house and home and all of the sunflower seeds, but they are all over the place, and this is really exciting because you can bird for many, many years in New York and never see a pine siskin. So it's very exciting.
And also, I think it's got a good beat. Like, that's a good remix. Matt, can you play it again? Sounds like a record scratch. All right. Got our bird news in. Let's get back to the serious stuff. Although bird serious stuff is serious, I agree. We've got about a minute left. Bridget, is there anything I didn't cover with you you think's really important for our listeners to know?
Well, I think based on your callers, you know, people may be making up their minds about when to go vote today. We routinely see longer lines around morning rush, as Barbara said her husband experienced this morning in Carmel. But we also see those during evening rush. So if you are planning to vote today and you have the opportunity to go maybe in the middle of the afternoon around 2 o'clock, you might be able to avoid some longer lines at that point. And the other thing is, when we get some information tonight, those are always the unofficial election night results. That information will only be information based on people who voted on machines during early voting and on election day. Those absentee ballots that were cast will not be counted until after the election. So just keep that in mind as we hear results tonight and in the days ahead.
WNYC's Kate Hines and Bridget Bergen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners who called in.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink. Drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.